Even at the college level, we're dealing with very serious issues at FAMU and now at the University of Florida in regards to hazing. And that's also an act of violence that goes on. So we've got a task force going to talk about that here at the University of Florida. So it's, you know, we're not talking about just teens here.
Yeah. Well, we are working closely with the Assistant Dean, Chris Leschivo, of Student Affairs, and some of the students at Gator, which is the Gators for Alternative Dispute Resolution. These are law students. I have a meeting with them to kind of move forward this idea that we would train some of the law students to then go into schools and offer peer mediation to the other students. And then in turn, these law students who get trained would then mentor the newer law students. And so we're looking at how do we really strengthen the mentoring of young people by other young people and get them empowered and encouraged that there are other alternatives of not only dealing with conflict, but for their own sense of pride and confidence, self-esteem, that they demonstrate leadership and service in the community.
Can you think of a place where this has really worked, this whole concept that you have a city or a state or another country where they don't have these kind of issues because they do have these restorative circles and this peer mediation?
Well, you know, it's not a magic pill because it depends so much on people's willingness and for them to feel understood and for their needs to be met. So we're talking about a profound systemic issue, whether it's poverty or homelessness or being out of work or just the incredible impact that people experience having been raised in abusive situations. However, some of this restorative practice comes from indigenous cultures, and one of them is the Maoris of New Zealand. And so the court system has implemented restorative circles on a wide scale that it's now utilized almost in a mandatory way that people need to go through a restorative circle first, at least, or as part of the justice system. And also, I've been trained by a man named Dominic Barter, and he brings restorative circles to tens of thousands of young people in Brazil. Think of this as a new possibility that instead of just being punished and you're expelled or you're in trouble, you then come to the table with the person that you've affected and the community to look at how do we address this together. So that they're not isolated and they're, again, it's really important. There is accountability, but it's held in a very, very different way that's based in compassion and
versus being ostracized.
Yeah, yeah. And think about these two girls who did this video. It's likely that this will follow them forever and that if they try to get into college and they find out that these are the girls, I would bet my money that they won't be allowed into that school. And so how can we as a community look at ways of educating them and others and supporting them and looking at what is forgiveness and accountability? Because their families are dealing with the impact profoundly. I have a friend that works at one of the local schools, and she asked the kids, what do you think we should do or you should do? And they said, more or less, they need a whooping. They pounce them, or I don't know exactly what the lingo is, but they said, get them. And so how do we interrupt this cycle of violence? So just to put in a little plug, there's a documentary called The Interrupters that was on PBS a couple weeks ago, and we're bringing that film here at the end of March, early April. And one of the interrupters from the gangs of Chicago is actually coming here for 4 days, Amina Matthews, to go meet some of the gangs and the challenged areas in the community. And she was saying, I don't want to talk to the adults. I want to talk to the kids. And it's this kind of thing that, you know, for them to have people to look up to and be inspired by and see that they've gone through great challenges and risen to the other side, you know, like the phoenix. Our top priority is how do we train and mentor other people to be able to go out into the community and do restorative circles, do mentoring and peer mediation, and facilitate community dialogues and look at, as a team, what are the things that need to happen. And so that's why it's really important that we lift each other up and support, you know, the programs of United Way and the Boys and Girls Club of Electric County and the police department. I'm actually meeting with Pat Grunder to really look at how can we partner and collaborate more fully together. One of the things that's happening with the Gainesville Police Department and the Black on Black Task Force and others is that they're co-sponsoring this showing of The Interrupters at the end of the month. And so any way that we can partner with them is important because, like I said, it's a whole system approach that is necessary. The parents, the teachers, business leaders, community, the mayor is very supportive in this work. So it's all of us. So if we're not available and you call us up, you know, reach out, keep reaching out to us, but each other, because forming these different alliances is really essential to strengthening the fabric of our system and of our city.
Well, your family has long supported efforts toward peace building in so many ways, including, I know, the whole Challenge Day program that you've been very supportive of that in the high schools. And I've been through one of those, and those mm-hmm. are amazing. I'd heard they were.
They
and
are.
Then to see it up yeah. close and personal. Now, I don't know if those are still going on.
They actually are not going on, which is a bit tragic because the technology and the way in which these young people are exposed to making amends for the ways that they have bullied and impacted each other, and that they get the opportunity to recreate their school environment in the way that they want. And how about we do that in the court system? And how about we do that in the schools and in the communities where these young people are called forth in their leadership to say, wait a minute, this is how I want it. This is how we think that it could be, obviously in partnership with parents and adults. But the other thing that we have been long-term partners with is creating other structures in governments for peace building. And there's a piece of legislation called the Youth Promise Act, which is a gang prevention initiative launched by Representative Bobby Scott to bring funding to communities that would do the very thing that we're all trying to do here. You know, gang interruption, violence interruption, how are we bringing to bear evidence-based programming into the schools and so forth, and that there would actually be funding if that legislation happened.
Yeah, it's an ongoing issue. This isn't a one-time thing. I mean,
yeah, and that's the thing. Like, how do we take care of ourselves to go the long haul? You know, we got to roll up our sleeves, but also take time to nurture ourselves and have some fun and have it be sustainable. I've seen lots of activists and teachers that just get so burned out.
And they don't get paid that much.
They don't get paid that much, and their heart is so in it, but they get burned out and then become ineffectual. And so part of my plug to myself that I'm heeding my own advice as best I can, and to all of us that are doing this good work, taking care of ourselves in a really important way.
We should remind the audience then, those who are listening who want to attend the meeting that's going to be at the library next Monday.
Yeah, it's 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock,
downtown library. I think the last thing I would just say is you know, I know my heart, and I believe so many of our hearts are really going out to these young people in Ohio right now and to this young boy who pulled the trigger and that his life is forever changed. And yet, are we going to throw him away? So what are some of the best programs that happen in jails and prisons? This boy is going to prison, I'm sure. And yet he deserves to be supported and to be loved because he's going to get out at some point. And maybe he could be a change agent in a profound way that we could never imagine if we didn't plant those seeds.